Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Kwara Kakane is the MEC spokesperson at the Department of Health in Gauteng. She joins us this morning. A very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Very good morning to you, Howard. Thank you so much for having us on the show. I'm doing well this morning. How are you doing?
Excellent. Thank you. So how is the vaccination rollout going? I see that there have been a number of articles about people saying that not enough people are going. What do we do?
Yeah, I mean, maybe just a bit of context is that, you know, there is a general decline, you know, in the response in the country as overall, you know. There was a great deal of excitement and response from the cohort between, you know, 35 and upwards, you know, when they opened for that particular cohort, and they really came out in their numbers as well. You'd remember as well, within the 24-hour period, there was over a million of them that had registered to receive their vaccination. So those numbers are starting to really dwindle, which is really worrying. When you look at the fact that, you know, in Gauteng, we've vaccinated just over 2.3 million and we still have a long way to go. So some of the efforts that we're putting in place is the provincial government is really outreach programs, particularly focusing on, you know, hard to reach areas such as farming communities. That was the focus last week with the MEC and the Premier as well, visiting the farms and the farming communities in the SAD local municipality area in particular. What we've also done, I think the innovations around, you know, the pop-up vaccination sites, the drive-through vaccination sites in partnership with other social partners has really assisted to also just create more vaccination sites. We've also increased the number of vaccination sites that we've opened on weekends so that we're at least able to accommodate people that are not able to vaccinate, you know, during the day because of other commitments. But I think the most for me, what we're doing now, starting today and tomorrow, is also focusing again on these hard-to-reach areas, but also is going to take the vaccine to transport modes. So today we're going to be at the Krisani Bara, outside the hospital, just the Bara taxi rank there. You know, Howard, it's one of the busiest transport modes in the Johannesburg district. So hopefully the taxi, you know, operators, commuters as well, can use the opportunity there as well, you know, to get vaccinated.
In other words, the idea is to bring the vaccines to people instead of saying, all right, you know, you've got a busy day, you leave early in the morning, you come back from a hard day's work, you want to get it, but you just can't get around to doing it. The one of the approaches is to get the vaccines to people.
Absolutely. And also, you know, working very closely with community healthcare workers, you know, we also try to see in terms of where the elderly are concerned. We have, you know, the number of the elderly that are still yet to be vaccinated is also still concerning. So there is still a need to really push and see how much more we can get. And we're hoping that when the national government does announce the opening of the 18 and above cohort, they can become influencers in their own families and households, you know, and push those other numbers quite up and influence them and respond to some of the anxieties that may be there in households. But you're absolutely right, Howard. I mean, for us, really, it's the idea of taking the vaccine to the people. And, you know, key points such as, you know, transport modes, you know, bus stations, taxi ranks and so on become quite important. And hopefully we'll see the numbers going up. But I think an important reminder to our listeners is that all our sites are open, mainly from 8:30. We accept walk-ins. People don't need to register any VDS if they're struggling or they just don't have, you know, techno site. We don't have access to the platform. We will register them on site and vaccinate them on site. They don't need to wait. Those who are eligible, we're pleading with them to come out and get vaccinated.
Do you think that the problem is vaccine hesitancy, or is it really just about getting people there? Or is it too early to know what the reason is that we aren't getting more people vaccinated?
So I think some of the things, you know, and when you look at the fact that Johannesburg is one of the most densely populated, you know, provinces in the country, it also, you know, it's quite concerning when you see the number of people that are not coming out to get vaccinated in the province. But I think, you know, the solution needs to be a collective approach. And that's why we're also seeing a lot of social partners that are coming up now through various sectors. And we are going to be engaging again with some of the sectors, you know, faith-based organizations, you know, traditional healers, traditional leaders, community leaders as well, to then see how we can push the message forward. But of course, you know, I mean, the presence of fake news, really the commitment of anti-vaxxers is also quite concerning, you know. So those things are also an impediment as to why people are not coming out. But I think we don't need to rest and be complacent, but we need to really push hard, all of us, you know, those of us who have platforms that we can use to educate people about the vaccine. So at least if somebody can make an informed decision about why they don't want to get vaccinated, at least that counts for something, as opposed to just being, you know, spreading of fake news and relying on fake news. So we need to dispel those myths as well around the vaccine, which is quite concerning, and it's contributing to the hesitancy and anxieties around getting the vaccine. But I think really the response we've been seeing from you know, corporate social partners, some of the incentives that private companies are putting in place as well, we hope that will assist as well, you know, at the percentage discounts at various stores.
I wanted to ask you about that. I thought that was interesting. There was an article in Business Insider. I spoke about it on my show, that I think it's Game that is having a sort of vaccination Wednesday or something, where you can get a discount, a 10% discount if you show proof of vaccination. Do you think that sort of thing is going to take off?
You know what? When I first saw, you know, some these sort of incentives was when I was in varsity, the first time I got a chance to vote. I remember Wimpy also had something like Cups for Votes or something like that. They present your finger. Yeah. So I think, you know, we'll see if that helps. But I think those kind of interventions and contributions by the private sector is also quite important, because, like I'm saying, you know, it really is a collective. We need a collective approach in terms of ramping up the vaccination, because ultimately all of us tend to benefit when we achieve herd immunity and when really a lot of people are, you know, better protected against the virus. You know, the economy can fully open up. People can enjoy more the things that they used to love. So it's really all stand to benefit, you know, it's not about government.
And I think that the one thing that I urge our listeners is, if you live in a house, maybe there's an older person, maybe there's somebody that works for you that isn't sure about the vaccine, how to register, where to go, what to do, if it's safe, just look around you in your own ecosystem and see if there's anybody, just help one person to get vaccinated. And it makes such a difference, because when that person gets vaccinated and then they see that it's actually okay, they tell somebody else, and so it goes. I think we've all just got to look up from our computers at people around us and say, is there anybody in my world that I can help, that we can encourage?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Howard. You're quite correct.
Because I think there is fear. There is some fear. And I know that a couple of people that we spoke to within our own home waited for us to get the vaccine. And then they said, oh, actually, it's okay. It doesn't look like it's a problem. And then went. So I think that's what we have to do. That's the only way, I think, to deal with the fear, is just to show that it's actually, it's not a problem and it's nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah, and hopefully that's why, you know, that cohort that's coming in now, the 18 and above, will also hopefully influence others in their communities and households as well, you know, to get the vaccine.
Absolutely right. That is where we leave it. Thank you, as always. Thanks for the incredible work that you are doing, Kwara Kakana, who is the MEC spokesperson at the Department of Health in Gauteng, talking about what the Gauteng Health Department is doing to ensure that everybody is getting vaccinated.